For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding. For the week of September 19th, 2022, Who's Hacked? Learn more at whoshacked.com. A cyber attack on the New York Racing Association, which operates the three largest thoroughbred horse racing tracks in the state, led to the leak of sensitive information from employees and their beneficiaries, according to the Record. 90 videos allegedly coming from a test build of Grand Theft Auto 6 were leaked, PC Gamer reports. The files run with GTA 5 and 6 source code assets, and constitute what officials are calling one of the biggest leaks in video game history. From the Record, prosecutors in Bosnia and Herzegovina are investigating a cyber attack that crippled the operations of the country's parliament, leaving employees without access to their email accounts and official documents. Starbucks says the personal data of some customers in Singapore was compromised, including names, birth dates, and mobile numbers, according to ZDNet. The US-based food and beverage chain is working with authorities to remediate the situation. Uber's computer network was breached, leading the company to take several of its internal communications and engineering systems offline as it investigates the full extent of the hack, the New York Times reports. From TechCrunch, IPCA Laboratories, one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies in India, was attacked by the Ransom House cybercrime and extortion group, which claims to have stolen 500 gigabytes of data from its systems. The South Redford School District in Michigan closed after a cyberattack, which may have leaked personal information about students, teachers, and their families, according to Click on Detroit. The official Twitter account for the India-based crypto exchange CoinDCX was hacked, Cointelegraph reports. Exploiters went on to post fake XRP promos partnered with phishing links in an attempt to scam its followers. From Fox 10 Phoenix, American Airlines confirmed a data breach explaining that a phishing campaign gave hackers access to a limited number of team member mailboxes, some of which contained the personal information of both customers and employees. The head of Kiwi Farm said the site experienced a data breach that allowed hackers to access his administrator account and possibly the accounts of all other users, according to Ars Technica. A statement on the site advises users to assume their emails, alongside any IP addresses used in their accounts in the last month, were leaked. Shares of Canfin Homes Limited declined after a ransomware attack took down the company's website, BQ Prime reports. The lender's CEO resigned in quick succession. However, officials say there was no impact on operations or performance as a result of the attack. From TechCrunch, Wintermute, a leading crypto market maker, lost about $160 million in a hack of their decentralized finance operations. Over-the-counter verticals and centralized finance operations were not affected. Homeowners with key bank mortgages were hit by a data breach, according to the Times Union. Hackers may have obtained their names, addresses, and the first 8 digits of their social security numbers. Bell Technical Solutions, a subsidiary of Bell Canada, was hacked by the Hive ransomware group, Mobile CRP reports. The attackers allegedly accessed scores of personal information belonging to Bell's employees in the data breach, including files relating to finances, recruitment, and birthdays. From the Register, cybercriminal gang Dakes and Team took credit for the ransomware attack on Oak Bend Medical Center in Texas, which shut down the organization's communication and IT systems, alongside exfiltrating internal data. The attackers claim to have stolen more than 1 million records, including names, dates of birth, and social security numbers. For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding. To learn more about these hacks and others, visit whoshacked.com.